June 25th, 2022, the Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, 3 p.m. service. Our Lady is here as Our Lady of Guadalupe, then changed into Mary, Refuge of Holy Love. She says, "Praise be to Jesus." Dear children, today as we celebrate the Feast of my Immaculate Heart, please realize that my heart is the safe refuge in a world steeped in confusion and false values. You cannot be at peace or live in the truth if you allow a compromised news media to influence your opinions. Already the media is forming its campaign against former President Trump. The next presidential election is years from now. The media does not respect the truth, but has its own agenda against the truth. You, my children, must have firm, righteous values in your hearts. Otherwise, you will fall victim to the campaign of lies that will be presented by those in favor of a one-world order. To be uninformed is to be misinformed. My heart is a refuge of truth. Once you seek this abode, the truth will be laid bare. The media is not your friend, but an adversary of the truth. Therefore, do not be influenced by the newspapers, news media on the air, or any periodicals. Seek the truth of my Immaculate Heart. Always turn to me and seek the protection of my heart when Satan attacks you through his lies. Humility seeks the truth. My heart is the first chamber of the United Hearts. No one advances to the subsequent chambers whose heart is closed to the truth. I invite all people and all nations into my Immaculate Heart. I applaud your nation's most powerful governing body, the Supreme Court, in acting on their conviction in the truth and protecting life in the womb. Those who try to compromise this fact oppose God. You cannot oppose God and come out a winner on top. Now it behooves every leader to support this triumph and to be on the side of God's victory. Do not try to dismantle the good that is empowering your nation to once again be an international leader. Stand united in the truth, as one heart and one mind. In your unity is your strength. Imitate my Immaculate Heart, the heart of a mother, whose first concern is for her children and the babe in her womb. Any attempt to destroy the good that has been accomplished by this Supreme Court ruling is the nefarious work of the old dragon, Satan himself. I join with you, dear children, in praise of this historic decision in the truth. I support your unity in the truth. Wisely take note of those who oppose it. My dear, dear children, please prepare your hearts for unprecedented attacks on the truth of life in the womb. I'm taking all your petitions in my Immaculate Heart with me today. I love you, and I'm blessing you with my blessing of holy love.